Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. It wasn't a whole lot better, was it? Just a couple minutes. I'm going to speak for just a few minutes. And I think Rob and Stan are going to share some ideas. We're going to, on Sunday nights, one Sunday night a month, kind of begin to have a project night where we're going to work on some outreach and benevolent things. And they'll talk more about that. That we can all be involved with, so we can have things ready. So tonight I want to talk about compassion for a moment, and what does that look like from a biblical perspective, certainly from a Christian perspective. And tonight I want to talk about the feeding of the multitudes. We have two different events that are recorded for us in the New Testament. Jesus feeds 4,000, and then he feeds 5,000 in two separate times. One, in Israel, one in the Decapolis, which would have been the area that would have been made up of Jewish-influenced and Gentile-influenced individuals. And as we begin with the feeding of the 5,000, I want to make a special note of the backdrop for the feeding of the 5,000, because Jesus, it tells us specifically in the text that Jesus is moved with compassion. But it is immediately following Jesus finding out that John the Baptist has been beheaded. Crowds have been pushing Jesus, and he is apparently and obviously fatigued. And then he gets the word that John has been put to death. And so, this is not only a family member, but someone Jesus is very close to, someone who has a special purpose from God. And so, you know, anytime someone that we're close to has dies or sick is difficult. If we're tired and stressed, it makes it all the more difficult. So Jesus is tired, and John, he finds out John is dead. And so he and the apostles put out across the sea to get to some solitude. Okay? You know, all right, I've got to take a break. I've just got to regroup. But the crowds figure out where Jesus is going, and they walk around the sea, and the crowds just continue to come. And it's recorded for us in three of the Gospels. And one of them says, because they saw, they were drawn by the miraculous healings that Jesus had done. But the scripture tells us that when the crowds came, it says, Jesus was moved with compassion. And instead of turning them away, instead of trying to hide from them, instead of trying to get out of the way, Jesus has compassion on the crowd. And between the two events, here's what we find out Jesus does. But I think it's interesting to note that Jesus has compassion on this crowd even though he's got a lot going on in his own life. And sometimes it's, you know, it's easy to excuse, take care of others, because why? Well, I got something else going on. And Jesus at times does pull away. But here he sees these people are in need, and he says, I'm going to take care of them. Jesus has compassion on the crowd because the scripture says they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were wandering and aimless, and so Jesus begins to teach them. Jesus had compassion on them because they were lost and wandering and hopeless at the time, and so Jesus begins to teach them. So part of being compassionate are teaching those who have need and helping them to find direction, to find God, to find purpose. I give a lot of directions, especially in the morning at the courthouse, to people who are stressed, lost, and in need. And the question is, where do I go to court? And I'm like a flight attendant. You need to go to the judicial building. It's the 5-story building right across the street. Go through these doors, turn right, you'll be looking right at it. You can't take your bag inside. I'll save you that trip. I mean, you know, you just give that so much. But they're stressed, they're scrambling. But here's what I've never understood. This is a little bit of an aside. Something as important as a court date, why you would not come previously and figure out where am I going to park and where am I supposed to go, is always a mystery to me. But we answer that question. And people are stressed, and they just need some help. Because rarely do we go to court and we're excited about it. There's something going on. But Jesus saw the people, and there was a lot going on within his own life, but he says they need a shepherd. They need some instructing. So Jesus taught them. Jesus was moved with compassion because the reason many of them were drawn because of Jesus' healing. So who had come and who had they brought? People who were lame and blind and deaf and sick. And so Jesus looks on them, and the gospel writer says he was moved with compassion and he healed their sick. He saw that they had a need. He had needs of his own, but he could help them, and he did. He healed their sick. And then Jesus is moved with compassion because these people are tired and hungry. And many of them don't have a lot of financial resources. But what's the situation even if they had money? Yeah, there's nowhere to go. There's just not, for the few places there are, not to feed thousands. And so, at times the disciples want to move away. And I'm not sure that they're cold-hearted, but they're practical in, we don't have it. We need to send them away so they can get somewhere. And Jesus says, where are they going to go? They're already tired and they're hungry. Where are they going? And so Jesus is moved with compassion and he feeds them physically. He makes sure that they have food. And so not only then are they fed physically, but in the magnitude of what's left over, they get to see the power of God. And so Jesus is moved for people's needs spiritually and emotionally, physically, in hunger and in sickness, and he did what he could to help those people in their times of need. And it's not always easy for Jesus. And do they always understand? Because it is after the feeding that he has to send the disciples away and send the people away because they desire to make him a king by force. And so while his mission is much greater than going to Jerusalem and ousting the Romans, he has to deal with all of those issues. But instead of Jesus being angry and saying, look, I'm just fed up, I'm tired, Jesus is moved with compassion. So as God's people, when we see those folks in need, we need to be moved as Jesus was to compassion. What can we do? What can we do to assist them? What comfort can we bring? What instruction can we bring? What support can we give to those who need it? And very often it's teaching, things that we know. Sometimes it's just a comforting word. Sometimes it's our presence. Whatever that is, there are lots of ways that we will continue to explore as God's people. But as we follow Jesus, Jesus is moved with compassion. It's not just, this is my job, this is my purpose, that's why I came. Jesus is moved because of these people's needs and kind of changes what he has planned, because Jesus is looking to get away because these folks have needs. And Jesus said, I've got to meet those needs. And that's what God wants us to be about, meeting the needs of others. Jesus looks with compassion, looks at things so differently, because from the cross, what does Jesus do? He prays for forgiveness for those who have nailed him to a cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they've done. They don't understand. Jesus was moved with love and compassion for people, and that's what he calls us to. If you need to come, I want you to do that while we stand and sing.